And a very good morning, and welcome to Local Issues, Real People, a public affairs broadcast of Piedmont Communications. I'm your host, J.D. Slade. Local Issues, Real People is brought to you every week by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, REC, reliable, affordable, and committed to community. I enjoy having this guest, who's coming in right now, because I've worked with a couple of chambers of commerce. I find out that they are so vital and valuable to the community. So it's my pleasure to introduce the CEO and, of course, president of the Culpeper Chamber of Commerce, Jeff Say. Good morning, Jeff.
JD, always a pleasure to be chatting with you in the morning. You're one of my favorite people. You're a treasure to this community, and we appreciate what you and WJMA do to be able to help spread the news of our businesses and nonprofits in the area and about all the great things that are happening in Culpeper and the region. So thank you for having me.
Well, again, it is my pleasure, because it's like you have been very, very busy, because it's your business to make sure that business is healthy in Culpeper. How's it going?
It's going well. I mean, we're seeing a lot of growth here in Culpeper. We have a lot of businesses opening up. We have a lot of nonprofits forming. We have a lot of partnerships happening between existing organizations. So I feel like we're really doing a good job coming out of that P word from the past 2 years. But we're really seeing a lot of engagement. We're seeing people wanting to get out, people wanting to network, people wanting to get together, and I think that's just great for our community.
One of the big opportunities, of course, where you get to, of course, acknowledge all the great folks that are in the chamber, it's your annual meeting. It's the 108th annual meeting and awards banquet. When's that coming up?
That is coming up November 3rd. We're really excited about that. We have some great ideas for how we're going to be recognizing our community, honoring those in our community. Our lead Culpeper group started in 2020, and they've continued through 2022 because of the pandemic. And so their graduating class will be held at the annual awards meeting and the banquet. So we're really excited to be able to recognize those individuals that have gone through our leadership development program. And we have some other great ideas planned for the banquet. And one of the big parts, JD, that you're well aware of with the banquet is the awards ceremony. But that is where we ask the community to contribute. And we have several awards that can be nominated through the Culpeper Chamber of Commerce website, www.culpeperchamber.com/awards. And you can go on and you can nominate for Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year, Young Professional of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, and LB Henready Outstanding Citizen of the Year. And you do not need to be a chamber member to nominate someone or for somebody to be nominated. We want to make sure that our community is being recognized for all the efforts that they're doing and being able to make Culpeper a better place to live. So we're encouraging everyone to go on, nominate now through October 1st. It is live on our website. Go and nominate for Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year, Young Professional of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, and the LB Henready Outstanding Citizen of the Year. It is so important to be able to recognize those in our community that are doing an outstanding job of keeping Culpeper a great place to live.
Jeff, you know, every time I've talked to you, I have been absolutely impressed with your love of Culpeper and, of course, the business community. With this banquet, of course, that's one of your favorite events?
It is. It gives me a chance to kind of bring out the old theater geek in myself. We get to do some fun skits, and we get to do a video where we're recognizing and honoring those that have been nominated. So the theatrics of it, I think, are what I really enjoy, JD. But it's really about highlighting what has gone on in the past year in Culpeper, what we've done through the chamber, what the community has done. We see so much happening. We talk about the Path Recreation Center that has been opened by the Culpeper Wellness Foundation, the Culpeper County Board of Supervisors. The Field House is going to be opening in October and November. Our lead group recently had an opportunity to tour both of those facilities. We know the town and county is talking about a new pool that is really going to be focusing on the improvement in quality of life in Culpeper. And we see so many folks moving here because there is a quality of life. We have parks. We have disc golf areas. We have splash pads. We're talking about a pool. We have field houses. We have recreation centers. We have places like the State Climb where the community can come together and exercise. And so we see so many businesses coming together and working with nonprofits, and we just see our community coming up with ways to improve the quality of life and help their neighbors. To me, that's what I'm passionate about, JD, is helping the neighbors, helping promote Culpeper, because I've lived in several places. There is no place like Culpeper. The way that we work together and we collaborate. We just spoke with Chris Hively, the town manager, and Gary Deal, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, and Frank Reeves, the mayor of Culpeper. We recently hosted them for our Lead Culpeper group. And that was the one thing that really stood out to us, is this collaboration and this willingness to work to make Culpeper a better place.
I told you, he's got the right idea. He's got the spirit for it. You know, again, you mentioned, of course, the town and county all coming together. And I've lived in lots of places, too. It's like I spent a lot of time in big cities. But I got to tell you, there's just something about this little corner of the world that just makes me feel like I'm right at home.
Well, absolutely. And that goes a lot to, I really feel that's the heart of Culpeper, is that we're still a small town, despite having a larger population now. People still care. And we see that here in the office all the time. We'll have folks call and ask how they can volunteer for nonprofits, and you know, what businesses they can support, and how do they find opportunities for recreation or to be able to volunteer to coach for a youth organization. And that's something that we do quite a bit, is that we serve as a clearinghouse that folks will call, and we will guide them as to what opportunities are available here in Culpeper. You can always call the chamber office, 540-825-8628. Talk to myself, Amy Fraser, our director of programming and operations, or Vaughn Letsum, who is our office administrator. And I'd like to think that we're all trying to find a way to help make Culpeper a better place. We're always friendly and understanding, and we're looking to help promote our businesses and nonprofits that are members, and then promote Culpeper overall as a whole.
All right, so now you started to catch on to something I was about to ask you about, because one of your offshoots is the Young Professionals, and they've been busy lately. What do they have got planning up?
Man, Young Professionals have been really busy. So every year, JD, the Young Professionals select a nonprofit that they're going to support in the community. In the past, in 2020, we supported the Culpeper Food Closet, and they certainly needed as much support as they could get during the pandemic. And then in 2021, we supported the Groundworks Project, which is a partnership between Verdun Adventure Bound and Rappahannock Goodwill Industries. This year, we saw a need that SAFE, Services to Abused Families, really could use some support because they had a new program starting, which is a shelter program for animals. And we learned that a lot of times when people are leaving an abusive situation, they're hesitant to, because they're going to leave behind the family pet, and they don't want to leave the pet behind, or they're afraid if they leave, something will happen to the pet. So now SAFE has a property where they're able to keep animals, dogs, cats. We just recently learned they even have a pad for horses. And so the Young Professionals specifically are supporting that shelter with their donations this year. We recently hosted a charity car wash at Culpeper Car Wash. That is a great partnership that we started in 2020, and we have continued to partner with Tom Boyd and Steve Corbin at the Culpeper Car Wash. They have been so supportive. They donate $2 of every car wash for a certain day to the nonprofit that the Young Professionals select. And then we raise tips to help support that nonprofit. This year, on July 23rd, we raised more than $1,500 for SAFE at just one charity car wash. So we had almost $400. We had $400 donated by Culpeper Car Wash for cars that came through that day, and then more than $1,100 raised in tips from our community supporting SAFE.
Again, SAFE is an excellent organization, and I plan on having them on the show here pretty soon, because they provide such a great service. Excuse me. Jeff, let me ask you, because it's like what I really want to know about is Crab Fest.
Crab Feast is coming up. That is on September 10th, and we will be hosting that at Mountain Run Winery from 4 to 7 p.m. That is our largest fundraiser, and it's just so much fun. We have Captain Corbin's is providing the crabs. Our signature sponsor of all of our young professional programs this year is Windstar Technologies, and Dave Groot and his staff have been so supportive. They're amazing people, and they are supporting our young professionals. His son, Justin, is a member of our Young Professionals Advisory Council, and they have just done an amazing job to help us support and be able to promote the Crab Feast this year. That is September 10th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Mountain Run Winery. $75 tickets. Proceeds will go and benefit SAFE, and we're excited to announce that we've recently signed the Gold Top County Ramblers to be the band that will be performing at Crab Feast. So we're expecting a lot of folks to come out and hear some great music, eat a lot of crabs, enjoy some drinks at Mountain Run Winery, and be able to help support SAFE. If you're looking to volunteer, you can sign up on our Facebook page. We have a Sign Up Genius. You can go, if you're interested in tickets, you can go to www.culpepperchamber.com. There's a Young Professionals tab. You'll slide down and you can order tickets directly through Eventbrite. And then we also have some sponsor. I do believe we're still going to be able to accept a sponsor or two by the time that this airs, JD. And we're really looking to be able to support SAFE and help them in their mission. But Crab Feast tickets are live. They're on the website. If you go to the Young Professionals tab, you can go order them directly through Eventbrite. And that website is www.culpepperchamber.com.
This is Local Issues Real People. I'm J.D. Slade, and my guest this morning is the president and CEO of the Culpepper Chamber of Commerce, Jeff Say. Jeff, of course, I'm still drooling about Crab Feast, but you recently started a diversity, equity, and inclusion group. How have these meetings been going?
Wonderful, J.D. We started them back in April, and we've had a couple, and we have another one coming up September 12th at noon at the Culpepper. And we're just inviting folks from the community to come talk about what their experiences are. We're trying to foster a sense of belonging, and we want Culpepper to be an inclusive area. We're really noticing that we have a lot of African-American businesses and a lot of Hispanic businesses that seemed at times to be hesitant to be involved. And we want to encourage them, and we want to hear from them about what issues they are facing and how we as a group can help support them. We've really been working closely with Zan Nelson, who is on our DEI group. We're still coming up with an official name. We're working on our charter and our mission statement. But what we've really been talking about is this sense of belonging and educating Culpepper on its rich history with, you know, many aspects of diversity. You look at the African American and at the Hispanic, and we were just learning about some of the German immigrants that had come into Culpepper and how that made an impact in our community. So there's a lot of different aspects. We just want everyone to be able to feel welcome. And that's one of my main things, JD, is that Culpepper is a wonderful place. And I want everybody to feel the love that I feel having moved here and how welcomed I was. And can you believe it, JD? It's been 18 years now since I've been in Culpepper, 20 years for my wife. She's been teaching at Emerald Hill Elementary for 20 years. And we were welcomed with open arms by this community. And I want everyone to feel that love and feel the love that I have for Culpepper.
I know exactly what you mean, Jeff, because the morning show is about to celebrate its anniversary. And I remember when I first started, I was like, well, I had been here before, but it was a different world. And I didn't know whether the act was going to work. It does. It has worked. It's because
it has. And JD, you have been a blessing to this community, and you're an example of that diversity of being able to highlight, you know, how people have succeeded, you know, in Culpepper in the past. And we see so many folks moving here. We really just want to welcome them and let them know that, you know, there is a sense of belonging here in our community.
And I think that says a great deal, because when you take a look at Culpepper, I'm just using this as microcosm, when you look at the police departments, they're all working together with the communities, they're all involved, they celebrate National Night Out, and they're on first-name basis with a lot of people, because it is a very inclusive town. And I just hope it gets even better.
Well, I think so, too. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned the police department. We work very closely with both the Culpeper Town Police Department, the Culpeper County Sheriff's Office to foster that sense of inclusiveness. And, you know, I know that you recently had the town police on and what they were doing with National Night Out. And I know you've had the library on with Andrew DiNicola, who is the chair of our Culpeper Young Professionals, and what the library is doing to help those in the community. We mentioned the Culpeper Literacy Council in the past, that they're really working to help teach English as a second language to break down some of these barriers. And we just want to help find ways to create avenues to all these different organizations and all of these different resources so our community can better understand each other.
When I got the idea and I got the chance to host this program, it's like I had a statement that I wanted to do. I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted people to feel that this was their show, because I'm going to be talking about your neighborhood and your neighborhood. And as a result, I get to meet some really fascinating people. And Jeff, it's been a real pleasure just knowing you and watching how you go about your business. Let me ask you about other events that you got coming up.
Oh, other events, absolutely. So we have been focusing a lot on our Small Business Development Council. And we recently hosted back in July a social media seminar at the Culpeper County Library, and we have the second of our quarterly seminars coming up October 13th, and that is, I'm sorry, October 12th. That is going to be at a location to be determined, but we're going to be announcing that soon. We're going to have Dave Groot from Windstar Technologies talking about cybersecurity for small businesses, and that's going to be kind of broad, just overreaching, talking about how you can protect yourself. But we see so many scammers out there and so many hackers and people stealing information, and how important it is to have cyber insurance, how important it is to protect yourself, and ways to go about that as a small business. You know, when you start a small business, you have a passion for something, and you're passionate about it, but you might not understand QuickBooks, or you might not understand cybersecurity. You might not have the time that you feel to be able to network properly, and that is something that our Small Business Council has really been focusing on. We had a survey about a year ago that showed that learning about social media, learning about internet and cybersecurity, learning about networking, those were some of the key things. And also, we've really been focusing, JD, on the workforce issue, because as I'm sure you know, anytime you talk to anybody, workforce is an issue. They're struggling to find someone. So we work very closely with Virginia Career Works to help, you know, find folks opportunities, to let them know of what's out there. We also have a job posting opportunity for members on the chamber page that has been very successful. And recently, something we're very excited about is the chamber was V3 certified, and that is through the state. That is Virginia Values Veterans Program, and that helps incentivizing businesses, small businesses, manufacturers, medium-sized businesses, to be able to hire veterans. They'll receive a stipend, but it really opens up opportunities for veterans to be welcomed back into the workforce, and it gives businesses an opportunity to receive some compensation for being able to hire those folks. So we're hoping those connections are able to be made to help encourage our community in terms of workforce and trying to find the right fit for everyone.
You know, Jeff, I'm glad you mentioned veterans, because in the studio with me right now is my buddy Boogie. He has been a lifelong friend of mine, and he is a veteran, was in Vietnam. And, you know, again, we forget sometimes that these men and women, they put themselves through a great deal, and then to come back and be disrespected for it. So here's an opportunity to turn that page and let them know that, yes, we appreciate your taking the time to put yourself on the line so that I can be free.
Absolutely. And we are so appreciative of all the work that our veterans do. And this is just one way to simply say thank you, to show some help and try to help, you know, find gainful employment for them, you know, in the future.
So remind people how they can get a hold in case they want to hire a vet, because, like I say, that's pretty smart, actually, when you think about it.
Sure. They can reach out to myself, president@culpeperchamber.com, and then I will make a connection with Mike Glasscock, who is the state representative for the V3 program. I will connect them with Mr. Glasscock and give them a link of which they can get certified and get started to be certified. There is an hour-long program, but you can do it through a webinar. We just hosted a information opportunity the other morning at Historic Smoke, is very veteran friendly here in Culpeper, and they've been working to help promote the program as well and trying to help find veterans an opportunity to be hired by V3 certified businesses and to get more businesses V3 certified to help spread the word about the program.
Now, I know that we want to make sure we get the word out about Crab Feast, so it's like, let's just go ahead and give them a quick reminder about Crab Feast.
Crab Feast, September 10th, Mountain Run Winery from 4 to 7 p.m., hosted by the Culpeper Young Professionals. Gold Top County Ramblers are going to be the band this year. You can go on the Chamber website, www.culpeperchamber.com, and click on the Young Professionals tab, and then you'll be able to buy your tickets right there. The other thing that we've talked about this morning, JD, is the awards, and you go on www.culpeperchamber.com/awards, and you can nominate for your small business, your large business, your Entrepreneur of the Year, your Young Professional of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, and your LB Henready Outstanding Citizen of the Year.
And they don't have to be a member to be nominated, is that right?
They do not have to be a chamber member to be nominated. As I mentioned, we really just want to lift up those in our community and really highlight those that have been doing amazing work, especially over these past 2 or 3 years, as we've been all undergoing a lot of hardship. But our small businesses, our large businesses of the state open, our nonprofits that have worked hard to be able to lift up and help give services to those in need, our entrepreneurs that have opened businesses. JD, my God, the number of new businesses that we've had in Culpeper County has just been incredible. We recently had a statistic from the town that there was something like more than 800 businesses now in the town of Culpeper, and 50 or 60 of those were new in the past year. So it's just been incredible to see the number of new businesses coming forward. We want to be able to recognize those entrepreneurs, whether you're a chamber member or not. We'd love to have you be a chamber member, but it's not a requirement to be nominated. We just really want to highlight what greatness is happening in Culpeper.
Now, very recently, as a matter of fact, last week, we helped in the grand opening of Wild Birds Unlimited, a new business in Culpeper. And there were a lot of people who came out there who didn't know that, hey, we had a Wild Birds Unlimited.
Absolutely. Susan Haynes is incredible, and her son Robert operates EarthQuest. And so to be able to just raise the awareness that the Wild Birds Unlimited and businesses like those are opening up and starting. We've been hosting a lot of ribbon cuttings. We've been doing our ribbon cuttings not only live, but also on our Facebook Live, and we're averaging more than 1,000 views. We recently celebrated the Rappahannock Rapidan Community Services Sea Recovery Center. They celebrated their one-year anniversary in the community. You mentioned Wild Birds Unlimited, and Wild Birds Unlimited is going to be a member of our Friday lead share that is restarting. The Friday lead share had kind of went dormant during the pandemic, and then has restarted. They're going to be meeting the first and third Friday of the month at Pepper's Grill. That's for chamber members only. So as a benefit of being in the chamber, you can meet somebody in the lead share, help spread the word about your business. And if you're interested in that and are a chamber member, please reach out to me, and we'll put you in connection with Paul Klinger, who is the chair of that lead share this year.
For those of you who are not really familiar with what we're talking about, the Chamber of Commerce, they, of course, are working for businesses and businesses that are working for you. So the stronger the chamber is, the stronger the representation that the chamber can offer you. So again, if you need help, if you're thinking about starting a business, I couldn't think of a better place to start one than there in Culpeper. How do you get started, Jeff?
So you reach out to us, and we will help you get the resources that you need. We'll put you in touch with the town office if you are looking for a business license. We work very closely with the Small Business Development Center based in Charlottesville, that they have all of the free resources that you would need to be able to get information on terms of the social media marketing and how to handle finances. They will find out exactly what you're looking for, help you develop a business plan if you don't already have one, refine your business plan. So we're all about making the connections, JD. If we don't have the answers, we know somebody who does. And we have so many great partnerships that we work with throughout the community. Culpeper Economic Development, Winona Pritz and Brian Rothamel, we're helping support them with the Culpeper Farm Tour that's coming up on September 16th and 17th. We work very closely with the AirFest Foundation. I'm on the committee for that. AirFest is coming up October 8th. And there's a lot of great opportunities in terms of volunteering, if you're looking to find a way to help make a connection in the community. And we're always talking about how important it is for our small businesses and nonprofits to make a connection. And we have a nonprofit council that is always looking for ways to be able to, you know, find ways to give back to the community and also to connect with small businesses, because it's that type of partnership and be able to give to each other and be able, in terms of volunteering, in terms of financials, in terms of just resources and awareness and spreading the word about how many wonderful organizations we have in our community. That is really our goal, JD.
All right. Now, I know it's a little early, but really it isn't. It's the holidays are right around the corner. Has the Chamber got any little plans going on?
Well, we're looking into some opportunities that we're going to be doing some things the holiday season. We generally do a holiday open house where we accept toys for the Culpeper Toy Chest. And that has been just an incredible experience the past couple of years. We always have folks that come in and help us fill up the buckets for the kids, and we help go volunteer and pack the bags. You know, that's something that we've been, you know, talking about quite a bit. And the Culpeper Red and Blue Project, we've worked with them to help collect toys and promote what they're doing in terms of being able to give back at Christmas time. And I mentioned the Food Closet. We just spoke with them about what they do at Thanksgiving and be able to help give out turkeys and be able to help families in need with food insecurity. So it's just finding ways to make connections, especially during that holiday season, how we can help give back and support our community, JD.
Well, Jeff, you know, again, when you called and said, hey, listen, can we get a show to do such and such? It's like it was just a matter of asking. And I'm going to ask you now, before we get to the holidays, before we get deep into the holidays, if you'd be willing to come back and we can talk about what the Chamber's up to.
Absolutely, JD. I'd love to give you an update. Possibly after our awards banquet, where we can let you know who the award winners are. And I want to thank WJMA and Sam FM for all of their support. You mentioned, helping out with the promotion of the ribbon cutting, but you also and Frank Wells also have been so supportive of our Valor Awards, and we had a great response at our Valor Awards. And I know Frank read our Valor Award winners online and gave appreciation to all of our law enforcement and first responders that we recognized at our Valor Awards. And we recently hosted our Business Industry and Education Day with Culpeper County Public Schools. We had more than 1,200 school employees come through, visiting more than 70 vendors, and that was just a great day. And WJMA has been always so supportive of all of our events, but then being able to help support with Frank, and he served as our MC for several years now with our Valor Awards, and that really is a special partnership, and we greatly appreciate it.
Well, of course, we want to try and make sure that we make your job as easy as possible. So I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and give them a recap. What's going on with the Chamber, with Craft Feast and everything else, and how they can get a hold of you if they need to talk with you?
Well, the Young Professionals Craft Feast is September 10th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Mountain Run Winery. You can visit the Chamber website at www.culpeperchamber.com. Go to the Young Professionals. Tickets are available right there. Then also, as we mentioned, there is award nominations live on the Chamber website, just /awards off the Chamber website. And you can nominate Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year, Young Professional of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, and LB Henrity Outstanding Citizen of the Year. We really want to be able to highlight what people have been doing in our community and how they have made an impact in the Culpeper area. So visit www.culpeperchamber.com. You'll be able to check out the awards. You'll be able to check out Young Professionals. You can always call the office if you have any questions, 540-825-8628. Or you can email me at president@culpeperchamber.com. We're always looking to help.
And the 108th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet is coming November what date?
That is the 108th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet is November 3rd. That'll be at Germana Community College's Daniel Technology Center.
My guest this morning, Jeff Say, President and CEO of the Culpeper Chamber of Commerce. Anything else you want to add before I close it off?
No, JD, I always appreciate you welcoming in. You're always so helpful. You're always so passionate about our communities in Orange and Culpeper and Madison and all the surrounding areas. You guys do such a great job. I would be remiss in mentioning Louisa. I know you work with Tracy in the Chamber down there so well. And, it's just important to be able to highlight all of the businesses, all of the nonprofits that make our community special. And that is really what our mission is here at the Culpeper Chamber of Commerce, is to help promote Culpeper and help promote our members so that they're able to continue to succeed.
Again, it's a great mission, and I certainly do appreciate your coming on. Jeff, thank you, man. I think we lost him. I really think we lost him. My guest this morning, Jeff Say, President and CEO of the Culpeper Chamber of Commerce. And that is Local Issues Real People for this week, brought to you by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, REC, reliable, affordable, and committed to community. That's Local Issues Real People for this week. If you've got an idea, story idea, I'd love to hear from you. Just send it to me, JD Slade at WJMAFM.com. For Local Issues Real People, I am JD Slade.